Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news, and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.
You are listening to the Middlesbrough Fan Show on Love Sports Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins. Well, we have come to that time, as we do every week. It is your chance to have your say on everything that is going on Teesside right now. The fan takeover, the borough takeover, and you can get involved tonight. It is simple, it is easy. Tweet us at Love Sport Radio or call us 0208 7020 558. Well, you know, these Middlesbrough fan shows, they're special. All the fan shows are on Love Sport Radio, but this one is extra special tonight because we have got a brand new fan talking his take on his team right now, and it is a very special guest. Delighted to say we are joined by Ted Hankey, comedian and, of course, Borough fan, up the Borough, giving us his take now and joining us. Ted, it is an absolute pleasure and a delight for you to join us. First time we've ever got you on. For you, what are you making of Borough's season so far?
Well, that's a good question, that, mate. You know what I mean? Like, when you look at, we started off a bit rubbish, and then we got close to sort of like Christmas, and we went on a bit of an upward spiral. It was great. I thought, oh, we're going to make the playoffs, and now we're back down to being rubbish again. So I'm very disappointed at the moment, mate. I really am.
Yeah, up and down, Ted. You said you was a bit rubbish. Maybe you thought you was going to get playoffs. What is the identity of the team at the minute then, Ted? Because we know those four wins around Christmas. Now, the fans are getting a little bit agitated on social media. Always a wild place to be. I know you're across it all. But what is the true identity of the boys at the minute?
Well, I mean, as you know, we're a very passionate region, full of very passionate fans. Some are a bit mad, like, you know what I mean? But most of us are quite nice. And I think what we see as our identity is the football club is a community at the heart of Middlesbrough and Teesside. And when it performs well, we all get together and we're all drinking in the fan zone, and, you know, we're having a great time and we're all promoting it and, you know, big up the Borough and all that. And then as soon as we sort of lose one or two in a row, we all want the manager's head. We really do. But not so much me. I'm a big supporter of Jonathan Woodgate. He's got nice hair. I like a manager who's got nice hair. But I've known him a while, Woodgate. We go back years and years ago. We used to go nightclubbing and stuff. So I've got a soft spot for Woody. But I want him to do well, and I feel he still can. But the fans are getting on his back now. You know, apparently he's got the worst start to a Middlesbrough manager for years. You know, people are calling him a caretaker manager at the moment because they think as soon as this season's over and if he can keep us up, then they're going to replace him, which would be very disappointing. I think he needs more time.
Yeah, he does need more time. Sort of, it's a project they're building at Middlesbrough at the minute, and he was kind of on that hot seat a little bit earlier on in the season, but Middlesbrough stayed the course with him, and now we're seeing it again. We know we've had some troubled results of late, but they did have 10 unbeaten at home. Obviously, we're hoping for him to maybe turn those fortunes around on the pitch. It is a very young side as well, Ted. They're bringing the youngsters through, you know. They have got some brilliant young stars that they've signed to extended contracts. What are you making here? Because this is a team that is being built for the future, and like you said, they just need to stay the course of it now.
I agree, yeah, and I think what I do like about these ethos within the team, it's a big word for me, that ethos.
I'll have to write that one down, Ted.
Yeah, to be honest with you, I don't even know what it means. It just sounds good, doesn't it? I like the way he is bringing through a lot of the youth players. You know, Middlesbrough is renowned for bringing through quality youth players. We brought some great ones through in the past. And, you know, the fact that he's bringing the best out of Fletcher as well. I know he didn't come through the youth system, but I've not seen him play this well ever, to be honest, is great. But the young fullbacks we're bringing through, Tavernier on the wing as well. You know, when he's on fire, he's brilliant as well. And he's also, I think, he's rejuvenated Paddy McNair as well. You know, and Johnny Howson, both have had interesting careers in the past as well, and probably gone madly unnoticed. But you know, McNair coming from originally Man United, and then But now I think he gets the best out of him wherever he plays him as well. So he does have, I think he has that ability to put his arm around a player and, you know, almost like Klopp can for Liverpool and sort of get them, you know, to a certain standard. I just don't think he's got the tactical prowess of Klopp, and I think that's what lets us down in some games, like the other week where he bunged four strikers on up front and we still didn't get a shot on target. You know, that to me shows naivety. You know, it's not an answer, isn't it, just bunging four strikers on? It's about creating stuff for the strikers, and I think that's what we're missing. And the fact we got an injury to the young lad we've got on loan from Man City not long after he joined us as well. I think he was meant to be our I forgot his name, is it Roberts? I think he was meant to be our key to unlocking those defences for Assam Belongadonga and Fletcher.
Well, one man he could unlock defences, and you mentioned he's got that style of maybe not putting the arm around a player a little bit like Klopp, is Ravel Morrison. You're a bit of a character, Ted. So is he. We know the potential. We know the ability. He's joined Borough. Could we see him make an impact and under Woodgate? Because this would be a big, big signing, a shrewd one, if it pays off, though, Ted.
I think when you look at Morrison, he's one of those footballers who was destined for big things, but he's always been a bit of a bad boy. He is a bit like me. It's a good analogy, to be honest. But I think he has got an amazing technical ability, and I think it's finding the right position for him, in my opinion. Would you play him behind the front two, or would you play him a little bit deeper to sort of, you know, like what I keep referring to Liverpool, what they did with Coutinho. You know, he was outstanding behind the front two, but he got even better when he dropped deeper because he could pick the pass out and he could make the space as well. So I think it's about finding the right place for him in that midfield. I like to see him sort of in there with Johnny Howson, because I think even though Howson's playing well all over the place, full-back or wherever he plays, in centre-back, I think he's best in that midfield role as a bit of an engine in there. And I think him and Morrison will do well in there together once they build a bit of a rapport.
Yeah, well, that's all we need, because I feel like even though the team haven't been winning, you know, they're still quite hard to beat. Take out the Luton game on the weekend, I still think there's a nucleus of a side there. There's another word said, nucleus. I don't know what that one means either. We'll call that one all there. On the team then itself, they're still not free of that relegation fight. They do have a really tough run in looking at those fixtures. How much or how are they in the thick of this race right now?
Yeah, I mean, I'd lie if I said I'm not worried. You know, the fact that we drew against Wigan in that windy affair at the DW Stadium, and then we got beat at home off Luton, and you know that was the worst I've seen us play for a long time. And Luton, I mean, that's the type of team. No offence to any Luton fans who might be listening or anything, but we should be absolutely spanking them. We really should, with the players we've got versus the players they've got. But they worked hard as a team, and I think that's something we're missing. When I look at the next game we've got at the weekend, Barnsley away. I mean, on paper, again, you think, well, Middlesbrough going to do this, but Barnsley, you know, they're not bad when they're
just
at home. Just
beat Fulham 3-0.
Yeah, they're a bit of a wounded animal.
Yeah, they're fighting for their lives like Luton.
Exactly, yeah, and I think if we're not prepared for that, then it's going to be another Luton. We're going to get beat 1 or 2-0 because we can't seem to. If we do score, we can't seem to keep the lead, which is disappointing. I'm hoping Ayala's back because I think he's key to us keeping a clean sheet. And then I've got one eye on the week after where we're at home against Leeds United as well. And knowing us, that's probably the game where we'll knock out a 3-0 win. It's just the way we
typical
are.
Typical Borough.
Yeah.
Yeah, lose against Barnsley and beat Leeds, you know. But maybe you take 3 points from them six. Quickly then, Ted, what is your score prediction for Barnsley? And will Borough be safe this season?
Oh, do you know what? I'm going to go with my heart and not my head. And I'm going to go, Middlesbrough are going to win 2-1 against Barnsley. And I've got a funny feeling we'll just be above the relegation zone, possibly about 18th. And I think we'll stay up there and then build on it from there.
Ah, absolutely, Ted. And just quickly on you, because it is a delight to get you on. How did you get involved in doing your blogs and your YouTube stuff, your vlogs, all about Borough and the comedy you do? Where can other Borough fans find your content?
Well, it was by accident, really. I was showcasing some of my soccer skills on a video to Tony Pulis, and the video just went viral. I was doing like some kick-ups and headers and tackles and stuff like that. And then next thing I know, my comedy page just went from like 26 likes, which is mainly family and some friends, to a couple of thousand. And now I'm over 4,000 followers. My videos. I did one about the earthquake we had in Teesside. That trended really well, as to about 100,000 views, which is not bad for a little old me. And then I've got my podcast as well that I do weekly as well, TED Talks, the TED Anki podcast, and that gets a really good following as well. So I'm getting messages of people all over the world going, "Oh, Ted, there was a video about this," and stuff like that. And I'm like, "God, away, man, leave us alone. I've got a life." But yeah, so I started off doing a bit the comedy on the circuit, and then I ended up just showing my passion for the region and Middlesbrough Football Club, and it went from there, really. I love it. I'm grateful.
Well, that's why you have got a life, but we're glad you made time for us tonight and the Middlesbrough Fan Show, because you are all about Borough as well. The wonderful Ted Hankey joining us tonight. Thank you so much, Ted. Brilliant to get him on. We're going to get him on again sooner in the season, becoming a little regular, giving us all these Middlesbrough talk, as you can as well tonight. Tweet us at Love Sport Radio, because there is still so much more to come on the Borough Fan Show.
Love Sport.
You are listening to the Middlesbrough Fan Show on Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins. Well, what a show we are having so far, as we always do every week on the Borough Takeover. We just heard from comedian there, Ted Hankey, what a character he is. But now we are joined by my co-host, the resident Borough correspondent. It is the brilliant Stephen Jackson from the 12th Man. Stephen, really good to get you on, as it always is, and to get your insight on the team. There's a little bit of an inquest going on, as you know, because the results have not been the greatest at the minute, but we need to work out why. We know it's a young side, and when they will turn the corner, where is that light at the end of the tunnel? And also, you can have your say tonight. Get in touch and ask Stephen a question. What are you making of Borough? Tweet us at Love Sport Radio or call us 0208 7020 558. Stephen, well, it was Luton on the weekend, and they are fighting for their lives. Back-to-back wins in the Championship, and that was a run that they ended of 12 away defeats. Middlesbrough just could not beat them, and it also ended Middlesbrough run. I think they're unbeaten in 10 games at home, just not to be for Borough.
Yeah, our first defeat at home since October, since West Brom came to us and beat us 1-0. So, I was just bitterly disappointed. It was, without exaggerating, it was one of the worst performances I've seen Borough put in for years. It was so poor. They fought harder than us. They got to the second balls quicker than us. They were just... It's mad to say, but they were just better. Luton were just better than us on Saturday, and it was so disappointing to see. And it just looked like our fight had disappeared. I don't know what happened. It was just the worst output in that performance for me.
Yeah, and even Woodgate kind of alluded to that, didn't he, Stephen, saying it was a really poor game. We weren't at the races. We were uninspiring in front of goal. And that's maybe what's difficult for fans to take and what's the difficult pill to swallow, because you knew it was going to be a Luton side who were going to be up for it. They're fighting for their lives. They're trying to stay in the Championship. They're in the thick of that relegation race. And the levels that they brought, it just weren't matched, was it?
No. When you don't have a shot on target against a team that hadn't kept a clean sheet away from home all season as well. You've got to start asking questions. Did we go a bit too gung-ho, too quick? Yeah. You don't chuck four strikers on after an hour. You know, we're not playing Starbuck Arrest at home again. We're playing Luton Town. You know, you've got to have a bit of sense of control, a bit of formation. Mm. And we look lost at times. And when you bring strikers like Gustavsson into the pitch, and then you think, right, you've got to get the ball into him, then you look and you think, well, actually, do we have anybody to put the ball into him? We just look lack of ideas. I say, like Woodgate said, if I was in the crowd, I'd be booing as well. That says everything for me. If he says that about his own team, it just shows how poor a day they really did have.
Yeah, they really did have a poor day. And I know the fans are getting a little bit on Woodgate. He's come out after and said, look, this season, we were always in a relegation fight, no matter even when we was doing better. He said, that's just the way this season was going. It was quite an open and honest admission there. is it one that you would go along with, though?
Yeah, well, I've happily admitted to anybody that will listen, I predict 21st was this season. I said, if we stay up, we've done a good job this year, because I knew how tough it was going to be. A lot less money than usual, having to balance the books, ready for the financial fair play, three-year period to end. It was going to be really tough, bringing a new team in, bringing new players in, bringing the youth in. It was going to be really tough. It hit us harder than I thought it would. I thought we might be a little bit better than where we are. I thought 21st would do me, so we're exceeding my expectations, but it's been a hard watch. It's been a hard, tough season for what we've had so far. Obviously, we've got massive 11, 12 games coming now where we really do have to dig our heels in and we really do have to fight. But it's just the wrong time of the season to have this kind of wobble. And I think that's what's worrying the fans the most, to be quite honest with you, Charlie.
Yeah, and obviously in talking about the fans and talking about the running, we all do it, don't we, Stephen, as football fans? We look at the table, we look at the fixtures, we try to think where the points are coming from and how many we're going to get in return. And fans are getting a little bit worried on Teesside because they're seeing that out of all the teams that are maybe in that relegation dogfight, Borough have one of the toughest runnings.
Yeah, well, I'd say... Obviously, we've got Barnsley coming up on Saturday, we will go on to. But following that, we've got Leeds United at home, and then we've got Nottingham Forest at home. So even just them three games themselves are so, so tough. Then you look at the games we've got coming over Easter, going to Millwall, home to Bristol City. It's getting towards that start time of the season where you really can't afford to start laying back, getting some lounges out, when you really have to fight. I've said... But publicly, we need four wins. I think four wins will keep us in this league. But at the moment, the way we're playing, looks on our side, where can you get four wins from? I'm struggling to find four wins, which is really, really a concern now.
Yeah, and that's what it is, you know. And Woodgate said as much, the players can't get complacent, the staff can't get complacent, because we need to get those wins. We can't already be on the beach thinking that, you know, the season is done and the players' minds aren't there. But it is a mad championship season. And we talk about a Luton side who are in that relegation fight. They've actually won more games than Borough, and yet Borough are still 6 points clear of that relegation zone. It's crazy when you look at it and from a stats perspective like that, Stephen.
Yeah, I say stats-wise, it has been a crazy season. I mean, you've got West Brom, have only lost four games all season, but they're only 4 points clear. And you think, well, if you've only lost four games, you should be flying, you should be out of sight nearly, a bit like what Wolves were. Then you look at ourselves, we've drawn 13 games, I think it is this season. That's our problem, that's been our issue. We threw away leads far too often for my liking, including, obviously, the week last Tuesday, when we threw away 2-1 lead against 10-man Wigan. That's the type of games we should be winning and we're not. And all of a sudden, because we're not losing buckets full of games, we're not. It's just we're not converting them draws into wins at the moment, and that's what's really hurting us at the moment now. So we just need to start having that little bit of quality in the final third. Once we start doing that, I think we'll be absolutely fine. But we need to start doing it now rather than later.
Yeah, and other big news for Middlesbrough this week, away from the games. Barcelona, madness this, have signed former Middlesbrough striker Martin Braithwaite from Leganes from, around $15 million is the reported fee. But that controversial transfer in Spain, Barcelona being allowed to sign a striker because of an emergency situation, actually leaving his team in a relegation fight. They can't sign anyone to replace it. But it does mean Borough will receive around $2 million because of a sell-on fee. And we know he was a controversial character from his time at Borough. What do you make of all this news, Stephen?
It's a bit of a head baffler, isn't it? I mean, Barcelona have got the riches to go to any Spanish club and buy a player. And they've gone to, I think, Leganes are actually in the bottom three in La Liga. And to get Martin Braithwaite... I can't obviously speak for how he's been over with Leganes. It could be a sensation. I say, I know he scored a fair few goals for them in the past couple of seasons, but is he a Barcelona player? No, not for me. Can you really see him alongside Messi, Griezmann, Coutinho? No.
It's almost when you read it, and this is no disrespect to Martin or obviously the sides. You read it and I thought, no, this is someone's, I thought it was one of those WhatsApps you get, Stephen, where someone was pulling your leg.
Yeah, I did. I thought when the lads all sent me when we talked about in our podcast before. No, something's not right here. There's going to be someone laughing at the bottom of this article, and it wasn't. It was completely genuine. It went through, but then all of a sudden, when you see about this sell-on clause, you think, oh, hang on. Yeah, if you actually want to push that deal through, we've got a bit of money for the summer now. So
I know it's absolutely worked out in Borough's favour almost, and that's $2 million not to turn their noses up. It, you know, going straight back into the bank where they can invest it. Also, what is interesting, because there was a little bit of controversy when he was at Middlesbrough, weren't it, with Tony Pulis and now. What was the whole story of that, Stephen?
He didn't like the way Pulis played football. I think that was the whole top, bottom, middle of it. He likes to play football on the ground. He likes, you know, passy, tiki-tacky football. He likes to get through with defenders. Obviously, Pulis loves the long ball. I think we played about 60, 70 long balls a game. It was our forte. It's what we did. He didn't like that, but I think it annoyed fans more. He only turned up when he knew the prospect of a move was on the cards, and then that's why he scored. I think it was last season. Started the season like a house on fire. Scored 5-6 goals within the first 4-5 games, and then all of a sudden, just before Leeds away, I want to move. I want to go. It was just his attitude. His attitude wasn't quite right for our club. We want someone that's going to be 100% no matter what, even if you don't like how it's been going, how we're playing, what kind of style we're going for. He just didn't have that for us. And I think it just didn't sit right with fans at all.
Yeah, someone who plays for the shirt. Typical that he turned up when a move was on the cards. Stephen, I want to quickly highlight as well, because I think it's a really big issue, something that I've noticed on your Twitter as well. There was sort of fans helping out and donating money for the food bank at the game as well on the weekend, and it did really well, didn't it?
Yeah, we had, under the 12th man, we happily help out the local food bank who came in horrible weather conditions. I say it was horrible rain, winds, having the middle of Storm Dennis. There's been that many storms. We've lost count of which ones are coming at us. And we raised a considerable amount of money. It was always 65 kilos worth of food was donated, and they'll go to families that much need it on Teesside. And they say we can't thank Borough fans enough for their contribution and their kindness. And as always, we look after our own, and that's the way it'll always be.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why I wanted to highlight. Just really congratulations to all the fans getting involved and the community really coming together. I thought that was something special that we could bring up. And just quickly then, Stephen, it is Barnsley on the weekend. They're another team like Luton fighting for their lives. Another team like Borough in and around you. You can maybe just give yourselves a little bit more daylight. It is going to be a feisty game. How will it play out and what is your prediction?
It's going to be tough. Obviously, I know Barnsley aren't world beaters, you know, no disrespect to them, but they went to Fulham at the weekend. They won 3-0.
3-0, it's crazy.
Yeah, exactly. That shows how crazy this league is. Fulham are absolutely flying. They were on the tails of Leeds United, chasing them for that promotion, and they went there and won 3-0, and it's going to be tough. Obviously, we've got just under 4,000 Borough fans going down to Oakwell Saturday to back them. Fantastic support again. Especially when we haven't won in 7 league games, it's starting to pile up a little bit. But the fans will be there. We'll be in good voice. I still think we'll win. I still think we'll beat them 2-0. I'm still confident we'll get something from there and send all us travelling fans home happy.
Yeah, and then I think the Leeds game is actually before we speak next week. That's a midweek game. So what if they get those 3 points, get that clean sheet, you predicting anything from the Leeds game?
I've said off. It's just one of those. You hear typical Borough all the time. A Saturday had typical Borough. Luton had one away from home all season. No clean sheet. Game was 1-1-0. We just knew it was coming. I can see us getting something from Leeds. I'd probably go 1-1 for that. But don't be surprised if we win 1-0.
Yeah, I thought you was going to say then, don't hold me to that. I thought, well, Stephen, it's out on radio, but 4 points, what a return would that be? And genuinely, always a pleasure to talk to you. I really enjoy it each and every week. Make sure you check out Stephen and the brilliant work the 12th man do. Like I said, with the food bank, their podcast, and the guests they get on, some really special stuff. But Stephen Jackson, one of our own there, on the Middlesbrough Fan Show, and we'll be back at the same time next week, 10 o'clock every Thursday.
Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news, and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.